Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
October 4th, 2022. Hello, we are back. It's Sissany and Erica.
Hello. This year is just flying by.
I mean, happy new year. We made it. That's it. 2022 is gone. It is a goner. Swinging out the park.
Wow. Are you in a baseball mood?
Only because I was looking at the rundown and I was like, yeah, we should talk about Max and playing T-ball.
Yeah.
Because that's consuming our life a little bit too much. A little bit more than I would want at this point.
So how many commitments is it a week?
Well, there's the practice on Thursdays and then the games on Sundays. You know, okay. But we also go to Charger games on Sundays. Uh-huh. So there's a few overlapping sessions that we're going to have to deal with, I guess, but not too many. So it's not that bad, I guess.
Okay.
He's had three games and I have gone to one.
Oh, because one, you were in Las Vegas.
Yes, I missed that one. And then one was just this past Sunday. And I was at Disney, so.
Okay, we need to get to Disney in a second as well.
So yeah, we'll come back to Disney in a hot second, but Maxon's very much enjoying T-ball, and I think it's a good thing for him. I think it's like a whole separate thing that he has from Aza. It's a whole separate thing that Michael very much enjoys being a part
of.
And,
cute.
This couldn't be a more horrible time for Michael to add something to his plate just because work is so busy for him.
Yes, that's right.
He does finance. And so just to kind of like make a long story short, they have to plan ahead. I don't know for the next year and like forecast numbers and crap that I don't understand.
Right.
So it's like a lot of work that they have to do. And they do all that in these months of, you know, September, October. Basically September, October. I think he says once November hits, it's like, yay, it's a little bit not as intense. So that these are his busy months, and yet he, you know, makes the time to have these days to go take him to practice and be very much involved too, because it's T-ball. So it's literally like the parent needs to be out on the field with these kids because they're like just like these.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And they're like cucarachas just like running around. Like
like during the games, the parents are out there?
Yes.
My gosh, I had no idea.
Yes, they're just like they don't know what they're doing. They're just standing out there. You have to like monitor them.
So this has totally become like a Max and Michael thing.
100%.
What?
It's very cute, but yeah.
What did Michael do on like the days you weren't there with the other kids?
Well, he had help.
Okay. So reinforcements.
So the day that I did not, the first game I went, obviously, and we all went as a family.
Yes.
So I was with the baby and Aza in the stands. And so it was, we were fine. And then the last game was September 25th or whatever that day was. It was Sunday, I was coming back from Las Vegas from our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And I had to take Aza to a kid's birthday party across the street, our neighbor.
Right when you got back?
Oh, yeah. Right when I got back. So I went there and I brought the baby and Aza with me there, and I was like dying. Obviously, I was with you like 4 hours prior.
Literally
trying to pull out money from an ATM machine in a casino to gamble roulette.
It's like a mess.
So I was like, I was like looking at the clock and I was like, okay, the game's over. I'm looking at Michael's location. I was like, where are you? I was like, come here now. I was like, don't even go in the house. I was like, just get park the car and just come over here now. I need help with them. So he was by himself with Maxon for that game. Obviously very easy. But yesterday, by himself completely with all three kids.
No.
I know. However, I'm at Disney, and we can again come back to that. But I get a group text from his parents. So it's me, Michael, and his parents. And he's like, they're like, hey, we want to come to Maxon's game today. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is perfect timing.
Go help him.
So it was great. So they went and they were able to help him because they sat in the stands with Aza and the baby. And
okay, great.
So everything has worked out so far. And it's great. I think it's good. I think between him having T-ball and his little hip hop class, it's like he's got his little mix of activities that he does.
Right.
And we really, really, truly can't complain. We have our like routine with him. Aza has her dance class that she really, really loves. And
is she going to be going back into soccer?
No. I mean, if they ask for it.
But take a little breather at least for a while.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. This is it's starting to get a little chaotic.
And like, so Savea's one. At what age does she start things? Like,
you know, I didn't start till 3 with the kids, so I might just wait till 3 with Savea. She's good. She's barely started walking. She took her first steps.
Oh, yes.
About a week ago, and it was so cute. It's almost like as if she waited for me to get back from Vegas. And that Monday, I came home from work, and she was kind of just like taking a few steps, but like holding onto the couch.
Right.
And she would let go and like take a step and then sit down again and just doing her usual stuff. But then she just, I don't know. And I just happened to be like filming and she took like the most steps I have seen her take. And she honestly hasn't really walked that much since that day. I was like, those are the most steps she's ever taken. Yes. She walked from like the window of the playroom all the way like across the playroom, across the room. And she hasn't really walked that much without holding our hand, but she can do it. It's like this weird safety thing. Like she wants to like hold our pinky, you know, even though she can walk.
She's probably like, well, I know I can do it now. So meh.
I think so. But that was probably a really rough weekend for Michael when I went to Vegas.
Okay. Yeah. So did he have anyone? Because I feel like if it was you, you'd call like me or I mean, not now because I don't live there, but you'd like call a friend to come over and help.
100%.
Did he have anyone?
I don't think he did. Oh, yes, he did. So Friday night, so I left for Vegas Friday morning right after work. And that night, he had my niece's birthday party in Northridge. Their cousin, so Aza and Maxon's cousin. And she's older. She's turning 13 or 14.
I say she's, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, she was doing something very casual, like in the backyard. They rented like one of those big inflatable movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Like screens. And so they did like bean bags. And it's like a company that you can hire and they come and set up a whole thing in your backyard. Cute. And so they did like a Halloween movie. I forget what they did, but it was something really cute. And so they went and did that Friday night. And so at there, obviously, he had like a bunch of hands on deck to help him with the kids.
Totally.
So that was fun. And then Saturday, he was completely on his own. So that was all day. But then I came home Sunday. So it's just one day, really.
Okay.
Not that bad.
It feels like a big commitment.
I know.
When you have 3 under 5, I guess.
And then yesterday, he was by himself again. So it was like 2 weekends in a row of full days.
Yes. And my favorite thing was that he posted, you guys do like, you know, you play music and do breakfast in the mornings, mm-hmm. usually on the weekends. And he posted, it was completely out of control in the house.
It was great at first. And then he was like, I've lost control. Like, Aza was like twerking on the counter.
Yes.
And
I
was like, well, this is your fault. When you played
this music.
Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. It's like, what do you expect is going to happen?
Oh my gosh. It was the best.
You asked for this. So
yes.
I think, you know, I'm a planner. Like, I would have just picked up all the kids and I would have gone to my parents' house in Orange County and I would have just stayed there the whole weekend, you know?
Totally.
I just would have had help the whole time.
Yeah, but he chose that, so.
He had to work, too. He needs to be here with all his computer screens.
Goodness gracious, though.
I know.
So then yesterday, you were posting from Disney. I didn't even put 2 and 2 together that Michael and the kids were not there.
No, they weren't. And this was like I was contemplating this. And as a parent, I feel like you have to make a decision when it comes to having to do something that's really, really fun. Your kids are going to enjoy. Like, do you tell them or do you not tell them? And I chose to not tell them that I was going to Disneyland. We went to Disney California Adventure Park, actually. But I had this trip in the books for, gosh, at this point, a month or something like that with my nieces and my nephews. I'd promised them. Their birthday was in early August, and I told them I would take them to Disney.
All of them?
Mainly my sister's girls.
Okay.
It was starting with them. But then I also told my brothers, you know, kids, because they were like, they found out we were going to go. And they're like, well, we want to go too when you guys go. And we're like, okay, great. Like, so yeah. It turned into like a cousin trip, essentially.
Okay.
Them. And fine, my brother's coming, my sister's coming, and then my brother's girlfriend, and then she has two kids. And so it was just like a group of 11 people. It's fine. Okay. So, but we were, you know, they're all teenagers. Their ages are from 15 to 11. So they're okay. All older, you know. Isaac was the youngest, and you can tell because he, like, right when we got there, we all did the Incredicoaster or whatever, and he was like, nope, not doing it. Sat outside and did not want to go on.
Waited.
My sister waited with him, but yeah, he just did not want to go on. So we just, like, it was a big kid trip. Like, so I was not bringing my littles because they won't go on. They are right. Not even tall enough for half of the rides, and it honestly was a little bit of an enjoyment on my part too, because I haven't done any of these rides for years, like at least 5 years for me.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Disney, I'm always with them and we don't do any of these roller coaster type rides. So I told them I was going to go see their cousins and they couldn't come because we were doing older cousin things, and that was it. And they kept asking questions and I just kind of like changed the subject.
Oh my gosh. Because they're totally at that age where they're going to understand if, like, that they're left out.
Yeah. But then I also thought, like, if I did tell them, maybe when I get home, I'll tell them. And even if they found out, I don't think they'd be that mad, because I would just tell them. I was like, look, we went on all the scary rides. Like, you wouldn't have had fun. Like,
right.
We didn't go on any of the rides that you would have liked. And we went on all the scary rides. And it was just all the big kid rides. You wouldn't have been tall enough. And that's it. And I feel like that's a lesson in itself too. So right. I was prepared to have that conversation when I came home, and I was super excited. And actually the park closed really early because I guess they have some Oogie Boogie celebration that I had no idea about.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I don't know. Some Halloween thing.
Yeah. So it closed at 6, which is a blessing in disguise anyways. So I was just like, all right, party's over. Let's get back to life. So I'm driving home after In-N-Out, like, you know, get home at like 8. And I get inside the house and I'm like, oh, I'm like, did you put the kids to bed already? And Michael's like, yes, they're all in bed. I put them to bed at 7:30.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
I was like, man, I was like, I brought him home like just a little thing. I got like Aza, like an Isabel doll from Encanto. And I got Max and this little like toy from a Marvel character or something. And I was like, bummer. I was going to give him these gifts. I'm like, I'll give it to him in the morning. And so I gave it to him this morning and I was just like, hey, I'm going to give you guys your presents, but you can't play with them until you get home from school, or you can wait until you get home from school. They're like, no, we want to see them. And I was like, are you sure? You can't play with them until you get home from school. Like, okay, fine. So I gave them to them. They're so excited. Didn't even ask me where I got them from. Not one question.
You're like, I guess, you know, that's their lesson then. Yeah. You didn't ask.
Didn't ask. I was prepared to come clean.
That is so funny. Okay, wait. So, but you also just decided no sitter. Michael's not coming either.
No, I gave Michael the option. He said, okay. I have a lot of work to do. I'd rather just have the day and be home. Because he can still, once they're, you know, the twins don't really nap anymore, but once Savea is napping, then he can get work done and like the twins can be on their iPads during that time if he needs to be on his laptop or whatnot.
Okay, but, okay. You didn't completely just say, sorry, man.
No.
That is so funny.
The invitation was extended to him. He chose not to come. And okay. That's a bummer. This is what sucks about these months, is that he misses out on fun things. I had to like twist his arm to come to Pitbull with me the other night. And I was just like, you do it. I'm like, come, like, you need to at least get out like one night or two nights, you know, like, and come do something fun. I mean, like, I know you have work, but like, you have to balance a little bit. And he does. He figures it out. But then he just still stays up. We haven't gone to bed together at the same time for like weeks because he stays up so late every single night working.
And you get up so early. So
yeah, but I go to bed like late still.
I know. You don't sleep. I don't know how you do it.
I went to bed at like 11:30 last night and I was up at like 5:30.
I had already had a nightmare by 11 p.m. last
night.
Why
were you having nightmares?
I don't know. I was having a nightmare.
What was your
nightmare? It was that people were kept breaking into my apartment.
That's frightening. Very,
but you know what was happening?
Watching
Dahmer? I was watching The Bling Ring.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, about people coming into your house.
Yeah, what,
I don't
you think
know.
You're Paris Hilton? They're going to come and steal your, your what? Like your Kate Spade purse?
Like, there's literally nothing in this place that's like worth much. So, but it was like super, super realistic and creepy. So yeah,
how
and
did I they remember, come? How did they enter your apartment? I want to know.
I have no idea. It was like the windows would open.
Oh, awful.
But my windows
were
locked.
There because in the Bling Ring they're never home.
Yeah, no, it was when I was there. So that's why it was so scary. And I remember waking up at like 11 p.m. and being like, "Oh my god, it was fake."
So,
yeah, different life paths. Here.
Did you watch The Dahmer? No.
No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, please don't, because you live alone and that's not the vibe.
I've been specifically told not to.
I watched, you know, that's really up my alley. Like, that's like my algorithm on Netflix. Like, it's all the documentaries,
the
like
stuff.
True crime, all basically anything death related is like my top choices. So Dahmer, perfect. Like right when it came out, it was like must watch number one. I was like, and most people were like telling me to watch it anyways. So I go to watch and I was like, oh, I'm for sure going to probably like this. And one episode in, I was like, this is not, I don't know.
Was it
like,
too much for you or was it just not quite believable?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know what it was? I think it was like too slow for me.
Literally everyone I've spoken to has been like, it's too disgusting to watch it. And you're like, too slow, too slow.
I don't know. I must have been really tired when I started it. I'm only one episode in and I fell asleep. So I might give it another try, but it wasn't for me. Because I was trying to watch it so that I can talk about it on the radio. And
right.
And suggest it. And then our producer was just like, well, that's a good review. Like, you should talk about it and say you didn't like it. And I'm like, but I don't know if I didn't like it or if I was just tired. I'm not committed. Right. I need to give it another try. Yeah. I enjoyed Cobra Kai more than I enjoyed that.
Wait, did you end up watching Blonde?
Yes.
I heard that was awful.
Nah, not the case for me.
Oh, you liked it.
I loved it.
Okay, maybe
I'll
give
it. I didn't love it like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say I loved it because it was such a dark movie.
Yes.
I feel so sorry for the way at least they portrayed her.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, not yet. Because I kept seeing bad reviews about
don't
it.
Read reviews.
I don't read reviews. I read Twitter. Okay.
Listen to people. What does Twitter say?
They say it's really bad.
And what do they say? What do they say was bad? Hard to watch?
Yeah, like so bad you didn't want to sit through it.
So bad how? Because it was like depressing of how they.
Maybe.
They made it her life seem.
Because it probably was depressing in real life.
I mean. Sure.
Okay, I'll give it a chance.
It's graphic. It's NC-17, so it's not. Ooh. Yeah. It's a lot.
We're still talking about Blonde, not Dahmer?
No, we're talking about Blonde.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But wow. Ana de Armas, is that her name right? Ana de Armas. She is phenomenal. That woman needs to win all the awards for this role.
You are the first person I've heard say this.
Listen, the critics that are against her on this are the ones that are saying that, oh, a Cuban cannot play an American icon and whatever. And this, and they're just like, you need to see past that. I find her more beautiful than Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that loosely. Please don't come and attack me. But, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like, I get it. Marilyn Monroe, American icon. Nobody can ever replace. She's irreplaceable.
Sure.
You know, she stands in her own whatever, but she was phenomenal in this. Like, she was great, and it was all produced by like Brad Pitt or something. You should watch.
Okay, I'll give it a try. How much time would you realistically say you get to watch what you want to watch? Because like the kids are old enough now that
kids.
Yeah, like you have to wait
between Michael
and
I. I was like, I pick all the time, 100%.
No, I know. Michael, like, what were we watching one time that you were like, he pretends to hate this? Oh, it was like Selling Sunset or something.
Yeah, he likes everything I pick.
Yeah. But yeah, like with the kids, because like obviously you can't watch like
No, I don't watch this stuff with them.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And I have to be like really alert because if I'm watching it and like they're in bed and I hear their door open or whatever, because it's not that short of a walk from the living room to where their door is. I have to like pause it because there it's so graphic. There's like thruples and crap.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You really don't need your 4-year-olds asking questions about that.
No, not at all. So yeah, I have to be ready. I have to be like, I hold the remote. If I'm watching anything bad, I'm always holding the remote to pause it.
Oh my gosh.
Or turn the TV off right away.
I guess this is parenthood, yeah?
Yeah, but no, they have a TV in the playroom, which is off from the living room. And
right.
So when they watch TV, it's in there and it doesn't interfere with us. But I don't know. You've been over to the house when we watch TV. And
yeah.
Just
sometimes it's scary stuff and you tell them that they can't watch it.
Not like super scary stuff, though.
No, but I remember that day we were watching like Annabelle, but they were also way younger.
Oh my God, they were like babies. No, I can't watch that now. There's no way. I can't watch any of that stuff now. With them,
so
with them, I was like, with them alive.
With them home. Awake. They're kind of always home.
No, with them awake, like or like walking around. No, there's no way. No. I don't watch anything that's like bad. I watch like Housewives or... I mean,
Kardashians.
Even Jersey Shore is like questionable. Getting these a little, days.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait till you guys are in bed for Jersey Shore. They get kind of wild.
Also, how much are you watching Jersey Shore?
100% every week. I am their number one fan. Not till the day I die.
It's not on.
Oh, it's on. Every week, fresh shows. The Jersey Shore family reunion right now. It's in San Diego. You, of all people, should be watching.
I was just about to say, oh, they filmed something in San Diego recently.
Something. Try the whole season.
I'm sorry. One of my coworkers was out to dinner like right when I started, so like 6 months ago, and they were all there and they were filming.
They were filming the Wild 'N Out episode? Or were they at the Italian restaurant? Or were they
the Italian restaurant?
In Little Italy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Wow. The more you know.
JWell follows me on Instagram and we comment to each other and it's like we're friends.
Wait, that's so crazy.
I know, it's really cute.
Wow. How are you just now telling me this?
I don't know. It's like, you know, we're chill about it.
Right. It's no big deal.
I'm her Mexican meatball.
Oh my God.
We have gotten so sidetracked.
We seriously have.
But I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions? I just see one.
We do. There is only one question right now. People want to know about the book.
This book is all we need to talk about.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be another podcast in itself right now for the next 20 minutes. I'll keep it brief. It's called The Idea of You. Did I tell you about this?
You told me about this, but you talked about it on the radio show. So for people who only listen to Twinning and not On Air with Ryan, start over.
Okay. So you know how 50 Shades of Grey was basically a fan fiction of like Twilight?
I only knew this from you.
Okay.
But sure.
So then it became books and then it became movies and billions of dollars later, here we are, right?
Yes.
So it was like Christian and Anastasia. Anyways, whatever. You know, the two main characters of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
They were basically based off of Bella and
Edward. Okay.
And then it was like this whole whatever 50 Shades of Grey turned into. That's that. It was like a fan fiction and blah, blah, blah. So cut to the year 2016, 2017. This book, Idea of You, comes out. And it's by Robin Lee. And she creates this fan fiction of essentially One Direction. And why do you laugh?
Because you reading fan fiction of One Direction is killing me.
Yeah, it's just like beyond. You know, I think I relate to it so much is because the main character of this book is almost my age.
Okay.
So, but I don't have a 15-year-old daughter, but, you know, if I would have, I wouldn't want to be in her place, though, because she's divorced. So, you know,
I'd
love her, Michael. Anyways, so in the book, she is like this 39-year-old woman. I'm 38, by the way, so she's old.
Yeah.
So as this 39-year-old woman, and I don't want to give too much away. This is all like in the first chapter. She is divorced, recently divorced. Her husband leaves her for a younger woman. So it's just like all the terrible things, right? They share a daughter. The daughter's obsessed with this like One Direction, but in the book, they're not called One Direction. They're called Austin Moon. And okay. And she ends up taking her to their concert in Las Vegas. The dad was supposed to take them, but doesn't take them. He had a business trip come up, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I can't take it. So she's like, whatever, I have something else. And so whatever. So she ends up taking her and her two other girlfriends on this trip. And so that's where she ends up meeting the quote unquote Harry Styles of the group. And his name is Hayes Campbell in the book.
Okay.
And so the mom ends up meeting him in this backstage meet and greet, very like common in the music industry when you could buy these packages, VIP packages to meet your, these groups backstage. It's usually like a quick hello. You take a picture. They may mingle. Sometimes they don't. In this case, they did. And that's kind of how it starts. And so she falls in love, or starts to fall in love with this main character of this boy band group.
How old is he supposed to be?
He is 20 and she's 39. And that's how it starts. So anyways, they're going to make a movie out of this. And
that's right.
The movie is coming out. Well, they just started production, or they're saying that it's starting production this month.
But they just casted.
Yeah, so they just casted Anne Hathaway as the mom. And they casted, I'm going to blink on his name. He's the main guy from Purple Hearts.
Oh, The Idea of You. The Idea of You?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Oh, Nicholas Galitzine or something.
Yeah, Rhymes with Magazine. That's him.
Galitzine.
There it is.
All right. Interesting.
He's
okay. Here it says they go to Coachella.
Yes. So the movie's going to switch it up. And in the movie, they go to Coachella. And that's where they meet. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh. I'm like fully invested. So I'm halfway through the book. No, I'm listening to it on Audible. And it's so freaking good. And I am like beyond. I was driving to San Diego the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing like a quick day trip. Like I literally had to go there and come right back. And I look up and I'm in Riverside. And I was just like, what? Like, how did I miss my freeway? Like,
wait, so you took yourself like way out of the way?
Like legit, like was on the 15 East or not the 15. Like I was supposed to be going one way and I was like on the 91 East. I was supposed to be on the 15.
Oh my God. Because you were so in the book.
Invested in this porn book, essentially. So graphic.
How porny is it? Like,
I can't say the things on this podcast. I mean, maybe I could, but it's just like, think about how 50 Shades of Grey is, and it's exactly like
that. I never
like
read
that.
Them or saw
them.
Okay,
well, whatever. It's like, and I grabbed his, you know what?
Right.
And
went,
you know, and all I could think about was putting my mouth around his, well, and it's like all of the things.
It's so intense.
It's so intense, but it's like, it's fan fiction craziness. And anyways.
Is the story like worth reading it
for? Yeah, and the story is insane because it's like she owns an art gallery in Culver City, so it's based out of like LA, and it gives makes it feel so real. And they bring up like Soho House, and they bring up like all this stuff, and it's just like it really like paints the picture of that, you know, rich LA life. Like she lives in the Palisades,
yeah,
and like it's all the things. So I don't know. It was like it really kind of just like lets you escape reality for a little bit, especially for a long drive. Or like, you know, when yesterday now, I was driving back from Disney, it was from my hour Disney. Drive, and I was like, here we go.
Guess I have my book on. Isn't it crazy to think about though, like the lead guy from Purple Hearts having to do these scenes with Anne Hathaway?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for these scenes with Anne Hathaway. Like, I don't think we've ever seen her in this type of role. Have we?
Nothing I've seen.
I don't know. I picture like Bride Wars, like
Devil Wears Prada, yeah. But that's like funny.
I mean, the way they describe things in here, I'm imagining she has to go like fully nude. Like, I don't know how else they're going to do this movie without that.
Well,
unless they don't do it like a 50 Shades of Grey where it's not.
Like they make it more of like a PG.
Because what it ended up being 50 Shades of Grey, was it N17 or was it R?
Let's see.
And who knows? I mean, like the cast has been announced now, but like it could change down the road. Because remember the 50 Shades cast changed?
It did?
Yeah, it was supposed to be somebody else. And then
it was supposed to be some other hot dude, right?
Yeah, and then he ended up changing because like all the press that he got, he was like, his like publicist was just like, he made him change. He changed his mind. Or he's like, I don't want to go down this road.
50 Shades ended up being R.
R. So it could, you know, it could be tastefully done, I guess.
Tasteful nudity between Anne Hathaway and a 20-something year old.
It's gnarly. Well, I finally just saw We Crashed.
She's in that too, huh?
Yeah, she's in that too. And she plays the wife. And she's just like beyond gorgeous. Like, I can picture her perfect in this role. Like, she's going to, you know, do it justice. It's going to be awesome. And I can see her. Like, what's crazy is that now that I know the cast for the movie, that's all I'm picturing when I'm listening to this book.
Yeah.
So, the idea of you.
Well, I'll maybe read it before the movie comes out.
I think you should. I think everybody should.
Everybody should.
That's my rant for the past 30 minutes.
If you take anything from this podcast, it's just that you should read this quote unquote porny book.
And don't tell your kids you're going to Disneyland without him.
Don't tell them. And then if they never ask questions, still don't tell them.
Yes. Yeah. The time has passed.
How perfect.
All right. We'll catch you guys next time. DM me your questions. At Sisney, at Erica Shea with 3 A's. Okay, bye.
That's right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.